6 minutes after four. Thank you for your company this afternoon. Well, the Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidia, Councillor Janet Davidson and Councillor Judy McAvoy, who of course all serve for the City of Perth, have today been reprimanded by the Local Government Standards Panel. In fact, they have been censured, and a notice of public censure will appear in the West Australian newspaper and also in the Perth Voice newspaper within the period of the next 29 to 43 days. This is all over a council meeting back in October of last year, that is October the 31st. You may remember that Councillor Janet Davidson, who is a City of Perth councillor, she has been found to have committed a minor breach under the regulation of the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007 at an ordinary council meeting on May 17, 2016 by asking the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi to permit her to move a motion without notice that the council declare a vote of no confidence in the Deputy Lord Mayor Councillor James Limnios, and by moving that motion. Now, it did find that Councillor Davidson improperly used her office as a councillor by seeking the Lord Mayor's approval to move the motion on an urgent basis without notice. And by moving the motion, she did this with the intention of damaging the Deputy Lord Mayor. This decision has been handed down. It has gone back and forward between the three councillors mentioned and here, the Department of Local Government Standards Panel, before this was released today. It also says in the panel's consideration that she would have been very knowledgeable about the content and purposes of all standing orders and how they should be applied. Now, you've got to remember here that these three councillors, when I talk about the Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi, as well as Councillor Janet Davidson and Judy McAvoy, have all served as members of the City of Perth Council for many, many years, some back to 1998. So they should know the rules here. Reading Councillor Davidson's admonishment here in the Local Government Standards Panel's decision, it says that Councillor Davidson did not acknowledge the breach or apologise to the Deputy Lord Mayor or the panel, and in fact took the opportunity to again criticise the Deputy Lord Mayor when the panel invited her to address the matter of the penalty. The panel considers any public apology would not be sincere. Now, these comments have been made, similar comments have been made about the law in regards to what the Local Government Standards Panel has said in regards to the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi and Councillor Judy McAvoy. So what will transpire now is a notice of public censure that will appear, as I said, in the West Australian newspaper. It will also appear in the Perth Voice newspaper as well. And it will read along the lines of, the Local Government Standards Panel has found that the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi of the City of Perth breached Regulation 71B of the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007 at an ordinary council meeting on 17 May 2016. The Lord Mayor allowed Councillor Janet Davidson to move a motion of no confidence in the Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor James Limnios, as a matter of urgent business to be considered by Council without notice to the Deputy Lord Mayor or other councillors, thereby making improper use of her office as a council member to cause detriment to the Deputy Lord Mayor. The panel censures the Lord Mayor for this breach of regulation. That from the Local Government Standards Panel. Similar notices of public censure will be made regarding Councillor Judy McAvoy and, as I said, Councillor Janet Davidson. The person at the centre of all of this, though, was the Deputy Lord Mayor of Perth, and that is James Limnios. In his capacity this afternoon as a private citizen, he joins me on Perth Live. Hello, James.
Hello, Ollie, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Do you feel vindicated by this decision by the Local Government Standards Panel?
Yes, I do, and I feel extremely satisfied with the outcome.
It's been a long battle, James Limnios, to have that that motion moved in a council meeting. It was almost a year ago now. Run us through that evening as well when you were in the council meeting. Did it catch you by surprise when this was moved?
I was absolutely blindsided. I had packed up my papers and I was ready to walk out, and then all of a sudden we were stopped in our tracks. No, it hasn't finished yet. And I sat back and I looked, and all of a sudden an urgent motion was read out. And when I was listening to it, I thought that I was in a bit of a dream. And I was caught totally by surprise. And when I was understanding the reasons that I didn't go to enough functions, that I didn't attend enough functions, I thought to myself, wow, that's not a very strong reason.
Well, that was obviously the reason for bringing it on in the council meeting, that the argument by Councillor Davidson here was that you had not fulfilled your role, really, to abbreviate what she was saying here, as Deputy Lord Mayor, not attending enough functions. Have you rectified that, James Limnios?
I attend a lot of functions. There was nothing to rectify. I attended, and I do attend, heaps of functions, but I don't believe that the role of Deputy Lord Mayor is just attending sort of soirees and, you know, champagne cocktail parties. It's about getting down with the people of Perth and visiting the people of Perth and being there for them, like I was yesterday, like I was today, and actually taking the time out to hear what the people's needs are. It's not about sort of rubbing shoulders.
So why do you think this motion of no confidence was moved against you, James Limnios?
Look, it's just it's the factionalisation that's going on at the moment. It's a very sad situation. I didn't expect it. I'm very satisfied with the outcome. But, you know, I won't comment on other people's motivations or why they do things. That's up to them.
So you mentioned the factionalisation within the Perth City Council. It's quite widely read that or understood that there's at one faction there of around 6 members and another faction of 3 members. Can you all function together, James Limnios, and get on with the job of fulfilling your duties as councillors of the City of Perth?
I can't talk about others, like I said earlier, Ollie, but I can tell you that I am working day and night. I get up at 6:30 in the morning and I don't go home until at least 8 o'clock every night. So I don't know how much more I can actually do.
Okay, this sort of action, though, here, when 3 of the council members have to be publicly censured, it doesn't sort of, on the surface at least, James Limnios, paint a picture of a very cohesive and workable council.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that people should think about what they do beforehand, and in particular, if you're a very experienced councillor, you should know what's appropriate and what's not.
Okay. You think you can all get on and go about continuing the job, James Limnios, while you've still got, the council still at least has this state administrative tribunal deliberation over the Lord Mayor's travel perk scandal over its head? Can it still continue and operate and everything is above board and the council ticks on?
I will promise you that I will continue to give it my absolute best shot. That's all I can do, Ollie.
James Limnios, appreciate your time on Perth Live. Thank you.
And thank you.
James Limnios, he's the Deputy Mayor of the City of Perth this afternoon. So Councillor Janet Davidson, the Right Honourable Lord Mayor Lisa Scafidi and Councillor Judy McAvoy have today been publicly censured by the Local Government's Standards Panel. And that will be published, as I said, the public censure will be published in the West Australian newspaper and the Perth Voice newspaper. What do you make of that? 9221 882 is our talkback number today.